So we'll continue our series, How Can I Be Sure, in 1 John. And this morning, I'll be reading from 1 John 2, 28 to 29, and then 3, 1 to 3. It says this. If you have a Bible, please open with me. Oh yeah, I didn't mention. And the title is, How Can I Be Sure I Am God's Child? Very important. So let's read. And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink from him in shame at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who practices righteousness has been born of him. And chapter 3, verse 1 to 3 says, see what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are children of God. We are God's children. Now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hope in him purifies himself as he is pure. Amen. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. I pray, Lord, that you speak to us. You use me as your instrument this morning. May you prepare our heart, Father. May you speak to us individually in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for your blessing for this word this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. I don't know if you ever watched this movie, Bourne Identity. Quite a brilliant action film. I love it. Especially this one. So, the film starts by a group of strangers finding a man with bullet ridden all over his body, and they start taking care of him. He wakes up with a blank memory. Nothing. He doesn't know what happened to him. And then he started a journey to find out who he was, his identity. Only to find out later on that he was an agent, a top secret agent, doing some all sorts of dangerous missions. The thing with identity is very important, even for us Christians, to know who we are in Christ is crucial for children of God to know their identity in the Lord. As this guy was finding out about his identity. Because when you know your identity, you have confidence. You see things in different perspective. It's like, let me give another example. It's like, if you're coming back from America, you know you're British. You don't worry about visas. You just go, oh yeah, this is home. I'm going to my country. I don't have to worry about what's going on. But someone from Congo, first thing you start to worry about, oh yeah, visas. Are they going to let me in? Even if you have a visa, you still have that doubt. Are they going to let me in? Why? Because you're not a citizen of that country. And your identity is completely different. And this helps us to act differently. It gives us confidence. It gives us different perspective of life. Someone living here with a British passport is different for someone who's not. Because, you know, all they're thinking about is their stay. How can we live in this country? And there's procedures and things to do. So with God, as children of God, we have to have the confidence, the boldness that we are children of God. And Christ made that possible for us. And that's why this morning I'll be talking about our identity, who we are, if we can be sure that we are children of God. And so that we'll have confidence when Jesus Christ returns, we'll know that, yes, I'm going home. I'll be like him, as John says. And verse 28, he says, and now, little children. And now, little children, abide in him so that when he appears, you may have confidence and not shrink from him in shame at his coming. John is encouraging the believers to be confident, to continue in the truth. It doesn't matter who you are, as long as you are a child of God, you have to continue in the truth. Continue abiding in the Lord. It doesn't matter where you come from, if you're rich or poor, we are all children of God. As long as you believe in Jesus Christ and you are born again, you are a child of God. Not children of the flesh, not of our own will. We didn't become born again because we wanted, but it's the will of God that you are born again. This is your identity as a believer. God is our Father, and we are the children of the living God. So if you have doubt, am I a child of God? This morning, I'm here to tell you that you are a child of God, unless you never give your life to Christ. And when he comes back, you'll live with him. You'll be like him. You'll be transformed. Now we don't see much, but when he returns, we'll see him and we'll be like him. When Jesus was teaching his apostles how to pray, he said, you should address God this way. Our Father, God is your Father. That's how we know that we are children of God. For those who believe in him. Someone might ask me, what does it mean to be born again? I remember one of my friend, a Hindu friend I used to work with. He came once and he met someone who was talking to him in the street. And then he came to me. He's like, oh, I met some Christians talking to me. Chef, what do you say? What do you think? These days, I keep meeting people talking to me about Jesus. I say, oh, wow, it's a good thing. You have to be born again. He's looking at me, born again? What does that mean? In my head, I'm thinking, ah, this is the Nicodemus moment here. So being born again is to acknowledge that you need God in your life. Accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Him becoming the master of your life. To totally surrender your life to him, and you'll become a new creation. And your life will be transformed. Your life will never be the same again. And now you start living in the righteousness of God. As John said, those who believe, they live in righteousness, as God is our righteousness. He is righteous. So we must live a righteous life. I know it can be daunting or difficult to think that we can live a righteous life, doing things right. But let me tell you, Jesus Christ is your righteousness. You don't have to do anything in your own effort. Jesus Christ will help you. He's done it all for us. He became sin so that we may become right with God. So it's not impossible. We are children of God, and our identity is God's children. And we are citizens, not British citizens, we are citizens of heaven. When you believe in Christ, you become a citizen of heaven. This earth is just passing by. We're just visitors. One day, when the Lord comes back, we'll be like, yes, we are going home. That's where we belong. We belong to heaven. We belong to Him. Yes, thank you, Amy. And the next thing he says, abide in Him. What does that mean? So I was looking for the meaning for abide. It means accept or act in accordance, to follow or to obey, to tolerate, to remain or stay. Let His word and spirit abide in you and have communion with the Father. Stay with Him. Live a life of obedience to God. What is God saying to you? Since you have been born again, not of perishable seeds, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God. We have to live according to the Word of God as children of God. This is our identity. He purchased us with His own blood. God gave us eternal life through Jesus Christ, His Son. We have to stand firm in our faith until He comes back again. We have to follow Jesus' way of life. God must come first in everything. Obedient to God, obedience, standing with Him. We are children of light. So wherever we go, we must bring Jesus with us. If you go to a town center, bring Him with you. Let people know Jesus through you. If there is no peace in a place, bring peace, because Jesus is with you. Where there is hate, bring life, love, because your Father is love. We have to be like Him. We have to practice righteousness and doing what is right in the eyes of God. Philippians 3:19-21. Their end is destruction. This is Paul talking about the world. Their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame with mindset on earthly things. We don't put our mindset in earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven. Like I said before, we are citizens of heaven. And from it, we wait a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. Amen. What hope we have in Jesus. So this body, one day, will be transformed. There will be no more sickness, no more pains. Whatever you're going through, let me tell you, there's nothing which will compare to that day when Christ returns. When all of us will be transformed, will be changed. And this is who we are. We are the children of God. God did this for us. So we have to walk with confidence, with boldness, because God loves us so much. Once you give your life to Christ, you are a citizen of heaven. Your identity changes automatically. You've become a new creation, from darkness to light. The old person is gone. Now you are a new person. And let me say this. There's two kingdoms. Kingdom of God and kingdom of darkness, where Satan reigns. But you cannot be in two kingdoms. Either you choose one, either you're in the kingdom of God, or you're in the kingdom of darkness. It is very important to know that there are these two kingdoms. And we operate in the kingdom of God. And if you've never known Jesus Christ, it means you're still in darkness. And God wants to change that. There is good news. It's not too late. If you've never given your life to Jesus Christ, please consider it today. Change. Because God is calling you. Jesus has open arms, saying, come to me, I'll give you rest. This is what we experience as children of God. Rest in God. We don't have to do any effort. Obviously, we have to work the work of God, but everything else, the Lord has done it for us. We have the freedom and the assurance that after this life, we have hope and we are going home. So many are rejecting him, but we are running out of time. John 1, verse 12 to 13. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, honor of the will of the flesh, honor of the will of man, but of God. This is who we are. We were born of God. So when you ask yourself, am I really a child of God? The answer this morning, if you've given your life to Christ, you are a child of God. And heaven is waiting for you. Jesus went to prepare a place for you. You have to take it personally. Sometimes I do that. I'm like, Jesus is in heaven preparing a place for me. It's a personal thing. He's there preparing a place for you because you are his son and daughters. After becoming born again, the Holy Spirit comes and lives in you. He teaches you how to be a son or daughter of God. The Holy Spirit, he is the one testifies that we are children of God. The Spirit himself bear witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Romans 8:16. When the Holy Spirit comes in our lives, the first thing he does, he starts by repairing, heart surgery, I call it. He starts changing, transforming your life. Where there is unforgiveness, he brings forgiveness to learn how to forgive. Where there was heartbroken, he brings things together. It restores your heart. Holy Spirit, help us to love the way God loves. God is in the business of transforming lives. I am a living testimony of that. God has changed my life. Things I used to struggle with today. I even ask myself, is that me? You know, things I was snapped to about. Holy Spirit will say, calm down. It's all good. Yeah. Things I should be worried about. He'll just give peace. A kind of peace that the world cannot give. So we have someone helping us, the Holy Spirit, teaching us every day, transforming us to be more and more like Jesus Christ. That's what he does. That's why we are children of God. Obviously, this time we'll fall short, but remember, Jesus Christ is our righteousness. And nothing could separate us from the love of God. Nothing. Nothing. No, nothing. In all of these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, honor, life, honor, angels, honor, rulers, or things present or things to come, no powers, no height, no depth, honor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing. So when you have doubt, go back to these words. Nothing will ever separate you from the love of God, from your identity, who you are in Christ. Nothing. Even things to come, they will not be able to separate you from the love of God. Because the love of God is so much. Jesus is coming back. He is coming back. And we have to continue doing the work of God until He returns. Not because we know now we are children of God, nothing could ever separate us from God. That's it. We sit down and relax and do nothing. The world needs to know about Jesus. We need to go and preach the gospel. Because when the King of Kings comes, the Lord of Lords, more people will inherit the kingdom of God. More people will have the same privilege to be changed, to be transformed, and to go to heaven. Just to remind you that God loves you and you are His son, you are His daughter. God loves you. If you have doubt, am I going to heaven or not? If you have given your life to Christ, my friend, your ticket is booked. You are going. I can't wait for that day. To see all my brothers and sisters in heaven celebrating God together. God so loved the world, He gave His only Son for us. And if you want to experience this kind of love, you've never given your life to Christ, this is the moment. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. If you can hear His voice, open your heart today and receive Him. So you can have all these good things I've been talking about. This earth is only temporary, but eternity is more important. Now we have time. It's time to make decisions and follow God. And also I'll speak to those of us who are backsliding. God is calling you. Come back home, son. Come back home, daughter. He is waiting with open arms. All you have to do is come back, repent, and God will bless you. This is what Jesus says. In the book of Revelation, behold, behold, I am coming back soon, bringing my recompense with me to repay each one for what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. So Jesus Christ is coming. He's coming. And if you want to find out more about what I've been talking about, being a son, to become a son of daughter of God, we run an Alpha course. Please see Carol. Or speak to one of the leaders. And you'll be able to ask all these questions you have. And also I'll encourage those of us who are Christians to go to these courses because you'll learn more and you'll be blessed. Also, one thing I wanted to mention is that as Christians, we have to help one another. Because there will be difficulties. We'll struggle, we'll have struggles, but we have to stand together. That's why we have growth groups, so that we grow together, so that we abide in Christ together, encourage one another, learning, because your experience might help someone else. We are all in different stages of our Christian work. But this growth group, the whole point is that we learn from each other. We encourage one another. Your struggle might help someone else. And you don't feel like you're the only person in the universe with that problem. So many people are going through the same thing as Christians. But if we don't have this network, group, fellowship, it's very difficult. You might end up thinking you are alone, but actually a lot of people are going through the same thing, even the leadership team. There's a lot. So that's why we do these growth groups. Please, if you are not in a growth group, speak to one of us, speak to Liz, and we'll try to figure out something for you. And mostly important, I want to remind you again that you are a child of God. It doesn't matter what you're going through, God still loves you. If you made a mistake, go back to God and ask for forgiveness. He'll forgive you. He's your father. If Daniel comes to me and asks me something and I am evil, I'll do it for him. Imagine God, the creator of the universe. He has the love which we cannot even comprehend. And he is your father. So, God loves you, and he's coming soon. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We thank you that we are your children and you are our Father. I can't wish for anyone else but you, O God. You are the greatest. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and you are my Father. You are the creator of the universe, and then yet you are my Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you because you loved us first. Thank you because you've called us into your kingdom. Lord, I pray for those who do not know you to come to the knowledge of Christ, to experience your love, your mercy, your kindness, your forgiveness. Thank you, Father. May you fill each person in this house, in this church, with your Holy Spirit. May you renew us again. May you refresh us, Father. I pray for fresh anointing upon your children, Lord. I pray that your face will shine upon them, Almighty God, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you give them confidence, boldness to preach, to proclaim the gospel, to shine their light bright in their communities, in their homes, families. May they see Jesus. Father, we speak Jesus in everything we do. May you reign in our lives, Lord. Holy Spirit, continue to teach us. Show us the way. Lead us. Things which we are struggling with as your children. Father, we pray that you deliver us from that. In Jesus' name. Amen.